It's not comfortable to get the hidden parts of your life scrubbed in detail, but it's something that God uses for your good. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I'm not really good at cleaning. Before I was married, I thought I did a good job at cleaning the house, but the first time doing chores with my wife, she certainly let me know just a few areas here and there I needed to do better. Now, the same goes for your spiritual life, too. We all need help, and that comes from God and His Word. That's what today's Devo is about. It's called Under the Surface by Savannah Coleman. Every few weeks or months, I have the disturbing realization that I haven't cleaned inside the sink. I'm not talking about the basin where you wash your hands. I'm talking about under the surface. Have you ever pulled out the sink plug and looked inside? Unless the people in your home are way better at cleaning unseen areas than I am, it's bound to look gross. While I was vigorously scrubbing the nasty sink plug, a verse from the book of James came to mind, chapter 1, verse 21. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. James urges us not to merely listen to God's word, but to do what it says, verse 22. It can be easy to forget to tend to the filth and nasty habits that reside in our hearts, especially when no one else may know about or see them. David knew he was prone to forgetting. He even asked God to search his heart and to bring to light any offensive things in him. That's from Psalm 139, 23, and 24. Like bringing the gross sink plug into the light revealed its need to be cleaned, as we read God's word and open our hearts to him, he will reveal the dark, ugly places in our hearts that need to change. Ultimately, like John 20, 31 says, the whole Bible is written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing, you may have life in His name. Without Jesus, we are helpless to cleanse ourselves from sin. Yet He loves us, and He died on the cross and rose from the grave so that all who trust in Him can be forgiven and set free from sin. As Christians, we can know that all our sins have been forgiven, past, present, and future. And we now have the Holy Spirit living in us, transforming us to become more and more like Jesus. He will continually reveal things in us that He wants to change. So, instead of turning away from the nasty stuff and just forgetting about it, we can allow His word to seep into all the dark and broken places and change us. So, let's talk about this a little more. As you read today's Bible passages, consider taking some time to ask Jesus to reveal anything in your life that needs to change. You can confess any sins that come to mind, resting in His love and forgiveness. You can ask for guidance in how to move forward. In addition to talking to Jesus, who are trusted Christians in your life you can be honest with about your struggles? Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24, search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And dig into the Bible for yourself and read Matthew 23, Romans 12, 1 and 2, and James 1, 19 through 27 to keep God's word alive in your heart. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and I'm glad I can share this story with you today. And even though you're listening in the car, at home, or wherever you're at, we're all united in Christ. So share your thoughts on today's story on Instagram and tag us at Unlocked Devo, or follow us there for more encouragement. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie, why we need God's grace before we can show impossible grace to others. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.